57. Praying for rescue from persecutors, for the choir director said to all Tasheth, a miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He reproaches him who tramples upon me. Selah. God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth. My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who breathe forth fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They themselves have fallen into the midst of it. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises. Awake my glory. Awake harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great to the heavens and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. Amen. I'm sure by now there many have heard about Hong Kong's latest actions, particularly with school and summer being moved up. And I'm sure there's a lot of confusion and just a lot of panic and worry that's happening, and people trying to set now new plans. And, you know, thankful that we can go through the Psalms during this time and really find a strength in the Lord. And so Psalm 57 is, again, if you see in the description, it says it's a miktam of David. When he fled from Saul in the cave. And so this obviously referred to 1 Samuel 22, when he goes to the cave of Adullam. He goes in discouraged, he goes in alone, and he goes in continued danger. And then something really amazing happened in this cave, and 400 men joined him, and 30 of these become his mighty men. And these were like the disenfranchised. These were the guys that were in debt, and they surrounded themselves around David. And so some really interesting things happen. And so maybe even just beginning in this psalm, you know, just in reflection of a lot of different things going on right now in Hong Kong, the cave looks really dark, but God is doing something in that cave. The situation seems really crazy here, but God is really doing something in that place, and he's going to turn it around like we, you know, haven't hardly ever seen before. And so, yeah, I mean, just, I know we haven't even gotten to the text yet, but just the intro, he says something interesting here. The miktam is really what they call a golden psalm. There's only, I believe, six of them in the whole of the Psalms. And it's Psalm 16, and then it's Psalm 56 to 60. And we went through one yesterday, and the word actually comes from the Hebrew word, which means cover. And it's basically, so the idea was that it was a prayer that David originally composed, or when he composed it, it was said silently, or it was said secretly, meaning that David's lips were covered. And so thus the word miktam, which means cover. And so either he was in danger, so he had to be very quiet in his prayers. And, that could have been the case in some of these situations. But that's what it means. And then now, interesting enough, it means the golden psalm. These prayers that were, you know, in secret and in hiding, silent, actually now becomes golden. And again, even in the description of all this, it really lays out just kind of the redemptive work of God, how he takes even difficulties and he turns them around. And what was secret and silent and painful in a certain way, Now, they consider it golden, is the word that they use now, or the idea. He says something interesting. It says, for the choir director, set to Al-Tashbeth or Al-Tasheth. It's if your Bible is good Bible and it does some translation for you, you'll know that it literally means do not destroy. And there seems to be four of these do not destroy or destroy not psalms. Basically, most of the miktam that we read here is 57, 58, 59, and then Psalm 75. And in all of them, there's this declaration of two things: the destruction of the wicked, and the preservation of the righteous. In other words, Lord, destroy not the righteous. And so that's kind of the background of this. And again, he's now hiding in the cave, so he's alone. He's by himself. He's discouraged, he's in danger. And so that's where the psalm starts. So he starts off, a double verse in verse one: "Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in thee." He's coming to this place, and he's not trying to earn the mercy of God, but because you can't earn it. Where he's asking for the graciousness here, but he's basically telling God that he is his only hope. Only he can take refuge in him, in this place. His soul trusted in God and nothing and no one else, because the reality is there's no one else here to trust in. There's nothing else that would happen here in this place. And he says, "For my soul takes refuge in thee, in the shadow of thy wings I will take refuge." It's interesting to note that the cave is in a sense a refuge, but he recognizes that he's not taking refuge in a cave. The cave may be the location that he's in, but he's not taking refuge in a cave. He recognizes he's taking refuge in him, in God. God is his refuge. God is the safety place. God is the hiding place, in essence. And he says this phrase: "In the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge." And this is a figure of speech that David uses a few other times in the Psalms. And interesting enough, this is the same reference that Jesus will use in Matthew 23. And this is the word picture that he in which he shows his love and his care for Jerusalem. And so we find a very similar idea here. And he's trying to find that place. And in fact, he has nowhere else to turn, really, in this place. And so, and he says that he will send from heaven and save me. He reproaches him who tramples upon me. And then interesting, then also there's a Selah. There's a pause there in this place. Maybe it's to highlight the fact that God is gonna do something in the midst. And then he continues on, says, "God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth." And then he says, "My soul," verse 4, "is among lions. I must lie among them who breathe forth fire. For the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword." And so now he's in a situation where he says his soul is among lions. He's saying that his enemies are much more powerful than he is. Lions are much more powerful than us. He's letting God know about his great disadvantage. And he hoped to appeal to God's mercy in this place. I must lie among those who breathe forth fire. It could have a couple of different meanings. It could be that while he's in the cave, that there are animals outside around him. But most likely it has something to do with maybe people that were around him, maybe his close friends, are now dealing with kind of betrayed him in that way. If you remember Psalms a few days ago, that we talked about that he was betrayed by a close friend. There's maybe a possible idea that it could have been Jonathan. I mean, there's all different things that we can read into in this place, but there's something there. And again, the weapon of choice that's being used is the tongue. And he says that their teeth and are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharp sword. And so these are, I mean, very strong language. And this is, weapons that are used, and it's words again. It's things that are spoken of, and we've seen the power of that. I think in this season of my life and the life of the church, I've seen the power of words and whispers and things and to undermine so many different things that we're trying to do here at church. And we could see that it's like that, that there's something about their teeth. And so David's speaking in these fearful terms, and this is what these words do. And so we got to be really careful with our words that we share with people, because I mean, think about it. Teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. It's quite sobering language here in this place. But then his countenance seems to begin to change here from verse 5. So he says, "Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let thy glory be above all the earth." And so there's this refrain. I think David probably correctly understood that all his problems came from earth. And so he decided that he's going to glorify God above all the earth, and God was worthy of all the praise that David had, and he would focus more on heaven and instead of his crisis or danger here on earth. And he says they have prepared a net, or they have spread a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me, but they themselves have fallen into the midst of it. And it's almost like, he's understanding, because as now as he's looking up to heaven, he's not so much focused on his circumstances. As he's looking up to heaven, it seems that God begins to give him a perspective. And basically the perspective, is that that this trap that is laid before him, that God was going to use it some way to put his enemies into that trap. And so he seems to have this idea, and then and this idea seems to strengthen him. And then he says in verse 7, "My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast." Remember, he starts off the psalm by saying, "Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me." And not now, as he's making that appeal to God's graciousness, or his loving kindness, and then he comes to this place and he expressed his steadfast confidence of God. In other words, it seemed like God had given him that grace. God had been gracious to him. And so then this is kind of like the triumphant ending. And he says, "Okay, I'm steadfast now. Like, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast." And what is that? It propels him to sing. He says, "I will sing, yes, I will sing praises. Awake, my glory. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, amongst the peoples. I will sing praise to thee among the nations. For thy loving kindness is great to the heavens, and thy truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let thy glory be above all the earth." And so what you see happen is that now it seems that God had answered his prayer. "Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me." And then now he's in this place, "My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast." So he begins to sing, and I doubt that he has a harp and lyre and these instruments, but it's like he longed that they were there in the midst of this place. And the cave of trouble now turns into the cave of worship. And he says, and notice in verse 9, he says, "I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, amongst the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations." And so he's making a pledge that basically, I am going to get out of this cave. I am going to overcome. My heart is already steadfast. He sees this pumping. He's moving along. And he says, and Lord, you're going to bring me out of this cave. And when I get out of this cave, I'll be among the people. And then you're going to put me back into that place of leadership. And when that happens, then I will confess you. I will praise you. Sing among the nations. And it's you can see this faith begin to well up in him. And the praise begin to flow out of that place of faith. And out of that place of faith, he says, Lord, you're going to get me out of this place. And when I get out of this place, man, I'm going to worship you among the people. And it's such a amazing resound in his heart. And again, he's going to focus. He says, for thy loving kindness is great to the heavens, thy truth to the clouds, and be exalted above the heavens, O God, let thy glory be above all the earth. He says, I'm going to focus on heaven. I'm not going to focus on my situation. I'm alone. I'm desperate. I'm sad in this cave. But now this cave of darkness is turning into a cave of praise. I mean, what a great psalm. And, you know, just in reflection, you know, last night, my wife and I, our kids, you know, we sat down and trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? And it just seems so dire and desperate and all the different things. And so, you know, I wake this morning just encouraged in my spirit that God has got it figured out. You know, we may not know, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of different things that happen. You know, a lot of the families will have to make decisions, but, you know, fear not. God is in the midst of this thing, and you know the kissing is. And so let's just spend a moment, and let's just go before the Lord, and let's ask God to be gracious to us. Let's start with that psalm: "Be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge. I don't take comfort. I don't take refuge in anything else. I don't take it in food. You know, I don't take it in Netflix. I don't take it in, Lord. I take my refuge is in you." And so can we do that this morning as we just pray for ourselves and our families, especially the kids, and also our city. And I think Annie is leading worship today. Let's just go before the Lord and then sing.
Rescue and I wanna be where rescue, and I wanna be where you are. My life be lifted high in our world, be lifted high in our love, be lifted high. In our world, be lifted high in our love, be lifted high. I called, you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I wanna be where you are. I call, you answer, and you came to my rescue, and I wanna be where you are.
Let's just continue to go before the Lord, and you know, whatever cave that we find ourselves in during the season of our lives, let's just pray that first. Be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in Thee. Well, let's just really go before the Lord. Let's just ask God's hand to be with us. Let's pray that we would take refuge and in the shadow of Your wings, Lord, that we take refuge in. Let's just spend some time right now. Let's pray for our community that are battling through cancer and going through therapies. So let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that are battling through illness, but also needs to meet with Jesus. So let's pray for physical healing. Let's pray for the word of salvation. Let's pray for our community dealing with non-cancer related illnesses. Let's pray for our church members and family that have contacted COVID. Let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for open doors and God's provision. Go to our mission focus and let's pray. Let's pray for China. Let's just ask God's hand. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit would just move and hover powerfully. Let's pray for our community, SPBJ, SPSH. Let's pray for Pastor Hyunsu, his family and leaders, and Pastor Ricky, his family and leaders. Let's lift up the Chungs and just really ask the gospel to be proclaimed among the churches all throughout. Let's lift up. Let's pray for our board. Let's pray for just the spirit of unity and love to really flow. Pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation as well. We actually have a board meeting tonight, so just ask for God's grace tonight. Let's lift up our fellowship ministries, our young adults, our men's and women's ministry. Let's ask God's hand upon them. I know there's still activities going on. Let's pray for meaningful gatherings on Zoom at this time. Let's lift up. Let's pray for SP 2.0. Let's pray for our building and resources and vision fund. Well, let's ask God to continue to build his church in this way. Let's pray for our pregnant ladies. So let's ask God to just continue to draw them to him. I'm sure there's a lot of fear over COVID and all the different things that are happening. Let's just pray that God would just cover them under the shadow of his wings. Let's pray for a house church meeting tonight, Chaiti, Fortress, Jia, Lido, Line Rock, New Conduit, TST in Westfield. Let's pray for our leaders. Let's pray for all the internet connections. Let's just ask for just a real meaningful time of coming before the Lord and just really wrestling with Philippians chapter 2. Let's pray. Pray this morning. Yeah, Lord, our soul takes refuge in you, God. We cry out as David did, Lord, be gracious to us. Lord, be gracious to us. Hide us, God, in the shadow of your wings, Lord. And just like Jesus in Matthew, you spread your wings over Jerusalem, God. And I pray, God, that you would spread your wings over our city in the midst of all the chaos and last minute decisions there's so much going on right now in our city. So many people are contacting COVID, Lord, and even some are dying. And Lord, we just pray, Father, that you would just wrap your arms, strong arms around us, God. Lord, help us to maneuver out of this cave, God, of this cave of darkness and loneliness, Lord, and really turn it to the cave of praise, God. Lord, let that be, Lord, the work of God in our lives, Lord. And we thank you. Watch over us. Watch over our community. Watch over our city, Father. We thank you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hey, God bless you guys. And enjoy the rest of your prayer time, your quiet time. Stay safe. Stay dry. And let's just continue to pray for God's grace to cover us and cover our city. Take care, guys. Bye.